أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. You're listening to Iman FM on 103.1 FM in Sheffield and in South Yorkshire, also on imanfm.com and also on the TuneIn radio app. And we've also got lovely listeners on Dawn FM in Nottingham listening into the show as well. You can get in touch with Iman FM on Facebook as well, on Iman FM Radio, and also on Twitter at Iman FM 1031. You can get in touch with the show live on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And you can also WhatsApp the show live on 07-88-55-99-786. My name is Zaid Haq, and you're listening to Sports in 60 Minutes on the 22nd of May 2016, and local time is 4:03 here in the UK. You can also hashtag the show, Zaid 60 Minutes, I'll spell that for you, is hashtag, then it's Zulu Alpha Hotel, Echo Echo Romeo, the number 60 and the word minutes, Mike India November, Uniform Tango Echo Sierra. So this show is every Sundays, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. and it's been running since the 14th of February 2016. And Jazakallah for all of you joining in and listening to the show. It's a very action-packed show today. So first of all, we're going to look back at what happened in the sports world over the last week or so, and then look forward to what's going to happen the week ahead. So first of all, we'll go back to last week's Premier League action. I'll just give you the results in the Premier League. So first of all these matches were played on the 15th of May, Sunday 2016, and they all kicked off at the same time. So you had Arsenal 4, Aston Villa 0, Chelsea 1, Leicester 1, Everton 3, Norwich 0, Newcastle 5, Tottenham 1, Southampton 4, Crystal Palace 1, Stoke 2, West Ham 1, Swansea 1, Man City 1, Watford 2, Sunderland 2, and West Brom 1, Liverpool 1. And as you know, there was a security alert at Manchester United's Old Trafford ground. So that game was played on Tuesday, the 17th of May 2016. And that finished Man United 3, Bournemouth 1. So what that did to the Barclays Premier League was Leicester finished top with 81 points from their 38 games. So everyone played 38 games. Arsenal finished second on 71 points, so 10 points behind. Tottenham in third with 70 points. Man City in fourth with 66 points. Man United in fifth with 66 points. Southampton sixth with 63 points. West Ham 7th with 62 points, Liverpool 8th with 60 points, Stoke in 9th, Chelsea 10th, Everton 11th, Swansea 12th, Watford 13th, West Brom 14th, Crystal Palace 15th, Bournemouth 16th, Sunderland 17th, and Newcastle finished in 18th, and Norwich finished 19th, and Aston Villa finished bottom in 20th position. So Newcastle, Norwich and Aston Villa got relegated. Leicester, Arsenal, Tottenham, Man City went into the Champions League, and Man United and Southampton went into the Europa League. So those were your results from the Barclays Premier League. So if you want to get in touch with the show and let us know your thoughts on how your team did in the Premier League season, you can call us live now on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200, and let us know your thoughts on how your team performed in the Barclays Premier League season 2015-2016. So that was your Premier League results for the last week and the week this week as well, and I'd like to hear from you as well. So that was the Premier League. So it's been a quite eventful season with Leicester City. Well done to them on winning the Premier League. Moving on to the Europa League final that took place on Wednesday, 18th of May. That was my beloved Liverpool playing Sevilla. It finished Liverpool 1, Sevilla 3, so I was really, really upset with that. First of all, Sturridge opened the scoring for Liverpool with a brilliant goal on 35 minutes. And then Sevilla in the second half scored 3 goals. Gamera with the equaliser on 46 minutes, and Koke with the second and third goals on 64 and 70 minutes. So those of you who didn't see the game, Liverpool started pretty well. Like I said, they got a brilliant goal through Daniel Sturridge. And then within less than 20 seconds from the restart in the second half, Gamero equalised. And after that, it was quite a disgraceful performance and, you know, by Liverpool. They didn't actually turn up for the second half, and it showed. So there was no fighting spirit, and it shows that Liverpool do have many problems defensively in the team, and major signings need to be made in the summer. So what that meant was, because Sevilla won the Europa League, they qualified automatically for the Champions League next season, the 2016-2017 season. And well done to Sevilla for winning the Europa League. And it's the third time in a row they've won the Europa League. First time team to do that in the Europa League as well. And like I said, it was a very, very disappointing performance. And naturally, I was upset by Liverpool losing the final. So if you do have any thoughts on as a Liverpool fan or Sevilla fan, then give us a call on 01424252200. That's 01424252200, and let us know your views. And like I said, it was also disappointing and it was upsetting as well, because not only did Liverpool not qualify for Europe next season, but they blew a golden chance to play in the Champions League next season and attract big name players, you know, from Klopp this season, the new season coming along. So it was very, very disappointing. And their energy levels and commitment in the second half were shown. And it does show that our Achilles heel, which is the defence, which did cost us the chance of winning the Premier League title a few seasons back, hasn't been eradicated. So Jurgen Klopp has got a very, very busy summer ahead. And let's see how he can recruit defensively to make sure Liverpool progress further in the Premier League and in major tournaments. And there was also, it was the fifth time that Jurgen Klopp has lost in a final. And there's a lot of talk going on social media that Klopp is a failure. But you have to remember the team that Jurgen Klopp inherited from Brendan Rodgers. He hasn't made any signings this season. Obviously, he has made signings for the coming season. So he had to work with the players he had. And so he hasn't been able to, you know, fully stamp his authority. But if you look at it, he has made progress in the sense that Liverpool did get to two finals, which wouldn't have happened under Brendan Rodgers. So to look into that effect, you can't really judge him until next season, when he's actually brought in players of his own and he's made his own changes to the way Liverpool plays. So then you can judge him if he's a failure or if he's a flop. So if you do have any thoughts, then call us on 01424252200. That's 01424252200. And that was Liverpool 1, Sevilla 3 in the Europa League final, which took place on the Wednesday, the 18th of May 2016. So that was your first final of the week. And the next final was yesterday. That was between Crystal Palace and Manchester United. That was the FA Cup final on the 21st of May 2016. It was a very quiet game until the 78th minute, when Crystal Palace took the lead. Jason Punchin came on off the bench and scored in the 78th minute. And then 3 minutes later, Mata equalised to make it 1-1. And then Chris Smalling got sent off for two yellow cards in the 105th minute. And Jesse Lingard scored the winner on 110 minutes for Man United. So Man United won the FA Cup final 2-1. So congratulations to Man United. So I want to hear your thoughts on how the final went for you, Crystal Palace fans and Man United fans. So call in live now on 01424252200. That's 01424252200. So I'll just give you a background on what happened in the match. So as I mentioned, Man United came from behind and survived Chris Smalling's sending off to beat Crystal Palace and win the FA Cup at Wembley through Jesse Lingard's extra time strike. So as Wembley was awash with growing speculation, so that was the first trophy that was won since Sir Alex Ferguson left Old Trafford, and it was the first trophy won by Louis van Gaal as Man United manager as well. So United looked on course to end the season